A new consultation on a patient, Garry Kovchenko, first name Lilia, date 1/22/2013 period. Lilia Garry Kovchenko is a 37-year-old right-handed woman who was seen in my office many years ago due to chronic migraine period. After her fourth pregnancy, she stopped nursing 1 year later and developed a whole body pain period. It involves the her upper and lower extremities and torso, along with a burning sensation in the back of the head and neck, and rather constant headache period. The patient was seen by multiple specialists, rheumatologists. The all blood workup was negative except borderline vitamin D level and borderline ANA testing in a titration of 160 period. Patient Sjogren's antibodies also were mildly elevated period. She tried to take Cymbalta before in a dose of 60 milligram twice a day without success period. Eventually she was placed on Lyrica and started using Percocet and Ultram on a regular basis, as well as the Excedrin period. Patient stopped working in October of the last year. She previously was a pharmacy technician period. Her past medical history otherwise remarkable for appendectomy and left a tube resection period. Current medications, Lyrica 100 milligram twice a day and 75 milligram in the midday, Percocet 10-3-25, half tablet four times a day, Focalin 25 milligram twice a day, Ultram 50 milligram four or five tablets a day, Excedrin tension headache 3-4 tablets a day, vitamin D and vitamin B supplements, drug allergies to sulfa, and excellent review of system, remarkable for headache, dizziness, swallowing problems, and arthralgia period. Social history: she doesn't smoke, doesn't drink alcohol, she works as a pharmacy technician, married, have four children. Family history: hypertension and diabetes and Parkinson's heart disease in the period. On examination, this was well-developed, well-nourished, pleasant woman who reporting the generalized achiness and pain, but doesn't appear to be in acute distress in the period. Follow normal neurologic template except musculoskeletal exam, revealed multiple trigger points in the suboccipital area, paraspinal, cervical spine, trapezius, shoulder girdle muscles, pectoralis muscles, medial forearms and thighs and legs area in period. Impression problem number one, diffuse pain more likely relates to fibromyalgia in period. Previous rheumatological workup was negative. The patient had MRI of the cervical spine before also that showed no abnormalities. Specifically, I wonder more about Arnold Chiari malformation. New paragraph. Patient also have a rebound headache and evidence of the chronic migraines on the period. My recommendations: number one, stop using Excedrin. Number two, taper off from Percocet. Number next, take Ultram only in as needed basis. Number next, increase Lyrica to 100 milligram three times a day. Number next, start Savella. We'll give her a starter kit, 12.5 milligram, and gradually increase to 50 milligram twice a day. Number next, I will do of few sessions of the trigger points therapy with a stretching, strengthening exercise. She can benefit from soaking her body in jacuzzi and the swimming program and do Pilates or Tai Chi exercise in the period. I will refer patient for second opinion to see Dr. Kathleen Schrock, rheumatologist. I've also set up MRI of the brain to rule out hormonal abnormalities in that period. The patient will see me in a follow-up in 1 month period. Signature Alexander Feldman, MD, face-to-face time, 45 minutes. Please also fax carbon copy of this report to Dr. Mark Levstik, Levstik. Addendum, I also mentioned to the patient if trigger points injections are helping, we might consider use of the Botox in the future.